AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House announcing last night that President Biden has been diagnosed with COVID. The president said to be isolating and still insisting he is not backing down in the re-election campaign, adamant he is the candidate who beat Donald Trump before and will do it again. Others, though, including former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, said to have told Biden last week she and other Democrats are concerned about him staying in the race. At the Republican National Convention last night, Donald Trump's vice presidential pick took the stage.
J.D. Vance has only been serving in the Senate for 18 months. And so in a lot of ways, this was the Americans' chance to kind of hear from him directly, but also this pitch to look forward, talk about the future. And we're talking about President Biden and his age, J.D. Vance drawing that sharp contrast, saying that Biden has been in power longer than he's been alive.
ABC's Rachel Scott at the convention. Growing calls for the head of the Secret Service to step down following the attempted assassination of Donald Trump in Pennsylvania over the weekend. This is ABC News. More tensions over the Korean border. North Korea apparently floating what may be more trash-filled balloons over the DMZ. The balloons spotted north of Seoul, about an hour's drive from the border. Last night was a record-breaking night for one young soccer star. Here's ABC's Derry Elbinger.
Kevin Sullivan was busy Wednesday night making history. The Chester, Pennsylvania native made his debut for Major League Soccer's Philadelphia Union, the youngest player to debut in any major U.S. team sport at 14 years and 293 days old. After the match,
this is just the start. Really, really happy to have done this, but it's honestly the first box checked off.
English soccer giant Manchester City already has a deal in place to sign him once he turns 18. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
One of the most complete dinosaur skeletons ever found, selling for about $44 million. It was found in Colorado 2 years ago. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC. Serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Advocates are demanding an investigation into the deadly police shooting of a homeless man in Milwaukee. It happened outside the Republican National Convention perimeter. Five officers from Columbus, Ohio, shot and killed Samuel Sharp Jr. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says Sharp was threatening someone with a knife.
Someone's life was in danger. These officers, who are not from this area, took upon themselves to act to save someone's life.
About 100 people came to a vigil for Sharp. There are hundreds of law enforcement officers from all over the country here in Wisconsin to help with the RNC. Now authorities will start an investigation into the deadly shooting. And Thursday is the final day of the Republican National Convention. We're expecting speeches from members of the Trump family. And then in the evening, former President Donald Trump is expected to give the keynote address, formally accepting his party's nomination. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is Civic Media News.
Chris Middleton had surgery. Hi, I'm Mike Clevins with sports. The Bucks' Chris Middleton is recovering from arthroscopic surgery to both his ankles after a long season dealing with sprains he talked about in March.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we were heading towards after the injury.
A source telling The Athletic, the 32-year-old Middleton is expected to make a full recovery and be ready for the start of the season. The Bucks' summer league schedule continues tomorrow afternoon when they face the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas, tip-off time at 3 o'clock. NFL, Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to training camp in Green Bay to have their physical, the rest of the players this weekend. In golf, Tiger Woods says he could barely sleep at all Saturday night. The 48-year-old Woods says he was shaken at the news of the assassination attempt made on Donald Trump's life. Woods received a Presidential Medal of Freedom from Trump at the White House in 2019. Tiger making the comments after arriving in Scotland for the 152nd British Open this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's going to be another really nice day today. Lots of sunshine, low humidity, and just a light breeze with a high of 76 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 56. Tomorrow, sunshine 78. By Saturday, partly cloudy, warmer and a little more humid with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Pete Schwabba.
Thursday night on Nightlight, we are live streaming from 7 to 8 p.m. because of the RNC. We are back on air on all platforms from 8 to 9 p.m. Pete welcomes comedian Johnny Beaner and Abby Novak talks Light the Night Appleton.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. We're broadcasting live from State Street, Madison, Wisconsin. It's the John and Gordy Family Show, back together again. Gordy's back.
It's beautiful. Hey, you want to turn on my mic? It's number two.
We don't need it anymore.
Wait, what? Throw me for a loop, Gordy.
Disconnect it?
It's
only me now.
Oh, okay. Gosh. That's, here we go. You're on mic two today. Throw me for a loop.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. So somebody else was sitting here, obviously, and used a different microphone. Somebody filling in?
All these different number mics.
I know.
It's one and two. And
too many mics.
That's higher than I can count, John.
Yeah, I know. See, I'm backing you up all the way on this one.
Oh, so good. Well, look at the sunshine this morning, John.
Well, I realized,
it's just beautiful. What?
I realized when you were gone that you have the best seat in the house, and... I'm really kind of angry
about
that.
I'm surprised you didn't take it again this morning.
Were you sitting over here yesterday?
I was sitting over there.
Oh.
Of course I was. I had to be in the center.
So you could see Sam.
Yeah.
And you had to be in the center.
It's kind of interesting. I got the cues, right? I got all the time cues.
Yeah, you actually paid attention for once.
Well, it helps.
Once.
You know?
Yeah. Well, this is kind of the director's chair. You know, I'm kind of the traffic cop here.
You are.
You know, between
you, are.
You two guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, seeing what's going on here. So.
Exactly.
Now
so,
you realize.
Now I realize the importance of your role here.
This is really the hot seat here. Okay. So we got sunshine this morning, 59 degrees. You know, I was off yesterday, but I'll talk more about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But one of the things I was able to do was to create a new machine here for us. You know, we have the weather roulette wheel.
So that's how you filled your time?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, we have the weather roulette wheel, which is very reliable. We have the slot machine, or we have the lottery balls.
Yes.
Which, again, very reliable and
it
accurate.
It is extremely reliable.
Well, now for our high temperature today, we have yet a third gambling machine. we have a slot machine. Yeah, and with Sam's help, he and I, you know, got together last evening and put this whole thing together. So you ready to debut this? Sam, are you ready?
I want to let everybody know that we're not gamblers. We don't normally go to casinos. you know, it's just not part of our human nature.
Right.
And yet, we have been taking the rejects from the industry.
Well, we have an in with the gambling industry.
The industry that takes people's money, and they have been giving us those machines to do whatever we want.
Yeah, the old-fashioned machines.
We're refashioning them.
That's right.
Repurposing them.
All right, so here we go.
So
now,
this is repurposing.
I don't know how this is going to work because it's got three, you know, it's got three wheels.
Maybe
on
it'll come up with like a cherry in the first digit place.
Oh, okay. Here I go.
Is this a push button?
No. This
machine
has got that.
This is a good old-fashioned one-armed bandit.
One-armed bandit.
Is. All right.
So here we go.
Excellent.
I'm going to pull the machine over now.
Go.
Here we go. Oh, man, that, I almost strained my muscle. I got a rotator cuff out of that thing.
You better go home.
Okay, the first number is a cherry. Second number is a 7, and the third number is a 4. So that'd be 74 degrees for a high today.
Is that a jackpot?
I didn't hear any jackpot bells and whistles or anything. All right.
Is there a chance of hitting the jackpot with this?
I sure hope so. Maybe it's rigged to never have one.
Could you do it again? I just want to hear it.
Really? Okay.
No, I just want to hear it.
All right, let's go. Here we go. Usually it has something that... Oh, there we go. It came up with 74 again. It was 074.
Got it.
Okay, so all 74 right. for a high today. That's your weather. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm just so excited about this new device. I want to get my hands on it, you know.
We're always workshopping something around here, you know. We got to spitball it. We got to run it around the table. We got to run it up the flagpole and see who salutes.
Too bad it doesn't
have a... We're
not
done yet.
I know, because it doesn't have a digital screen, and it's not connected to my smartwatch.
It's old-fashioned.
You just want to be able to gamble from wherever you are, whenever, right,
John? That's right. I want to look at my watch and know that I'm either a winner or a loser.
Well, okay. That's the way it goes.
You know, I was telling Sophia last night about your digital watch story from back in the day.
Yeah.
She thought it was ridiculous how you had this watch where it was an analog face because your girlfriend at the time hated digital watches.
Yes.
And you had to have the one with a secret hidden button so it would come up with a digital clock
exactly,
face.
Exactly, yes.
You're just obsessed with your watches, aren't you?
That's so.
I am. I'm a watch collector.
I was thinking about this. If they looked a little more stylish, I might consider a digital watch. I just think they look big and clunky. I don't think they're very stylish. Mm-hmm. That's my problem with it. I like a regular, regular watch.
You have a
Boulevard watch.
Regular watch.
Right. Yeah.
And you both have smaller watches.
Yeah. See, Sam's got a nice wristwatch there.
Well, what's you remember that? Fred. You
know, I Fred had this Fred, giant, yeah.
Fred had a watch that was bigger than this.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was the thing was bigger watches, these huge watches, were very stylish for a while.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden these smartwatches came out, and they were huge too, but they were thick, huge. So that was the difference.
Well,
and now this is kind of a small, this is a very traditional watch.
Yes. At least it's circular. Yeah. I just don't like the square look. I don't either. Yeah.
I don't either. And now, by the way, oddly, Samsung is coming out with their top-of-the-line watch, smartwatch, that's going to have a rectangular shape to it.
Rectangular.
I'm thinking, why do I want that? It's going to have the round face on it, just like this.
Yeah.
But it's going to be set on a square on your wrist.
Rectangular.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Why?
Why? I don't know.
The thing is, this is a classic. That's the name of the watch. It's a classic Samsung watch. And
what'd that set you back? You just, you know, in round numbers. 400, 500?
It's about $375.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. That seems like a lot for a watch. You know, you can buy one at Walmart for $15.
Well, it really isn't, because it has it has an eSIM in it.
What does that mean?
You know how you get a SIM card for your phone?
Yeah, a little tiny card.
Well, an eSIM is already built into the phone.
Watch.
So what, you can like read your calls and texts off of your watch?
I don't have to have my watch with me.
Yeah.
The phone with me, I have the watch with me, and it has an eSIM in it, so I could work just like on a phone. I could, you know, dial up numbers and everything on my watch.
Such a tiny screen, John.
Well, sure, but I don't know.
We're never going to stop.
How big a screen do you
need? We're never going to stop ganging up against you.
That's right.
That's right.
It's never going to end.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to justify it, not just for you guys, because I think, you know, I just like talking to a wall. I'm trying to tell people that the best thing to do is get the watch. So you got the steps, you can keep track of your heart rate, you can keep track of your health.
You know, yesterday I was on the internet. Have you ever seen these rings that do that?
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about that, but there are rings that you can wear that do the same kind of thing.
Same kind of thing.
I didn't know that, but again, they're like $250.
Now that's something you could get because you don't like the watch.
You can get the damn ring. You get the damn ring, but it's $275 or $300 or something like that.
I can't wrap my head around that ring thing. I just don't see that as...
Rings are easy to lose, too.
I don't know.
You know?
I want a face on it. I want some kind of digital markings.
Okay. Hey, let's get to the National Day calendar. Did you do this yesterday while I was off? Did you do the National
Sadly, we
he
attempted
begrudgingly
to do it.
Did it. Yes.
Begrudgingly did
Sadly.
It. Oh, great. Okay. Well, what is it today? What is it today?
To see, when I did it,
yeah?
I can see why you get so frustrated first thing in the morning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you really know? Why?
Because it's horribly written.
It's terrible. And I purposely don't want to read it ahead of time. It's just, yeah.
Well, I know. You get depressed thinking, oh, God, I got to read this today.
Yeah. So is it or is it not Tropical Fruit Day? Is it Dole Whip Day? Is it Get to Know Your Customers Day? Is it Fresh Pineapple Cocktail Day? Sour Candy Day or Caviar Day? Which of one of those days does not belong, John Peterson?
Get to Know Your Dentist Day?
No, that wasn't in the thing. Get to Know Your Customers Day.
Ah, that was it.
I got to know my dentist yesterday.
I got to know.
Oh, my God. No, you're wrong.
Oh.
That wasn't even on the list. Sam?
What was the second to last one you said?
Sour Candy Day?
Oh, it's not.
It's not that one.
It is. I know that is on the list, so I don't remember what the fake one is.
Well, okay. Do you want to take another guess?
That was the only one stuck in my head. I forgot what the other ones were.
Give yourself a buzzer then.
Oh, man.
Have an answer at all. No, it's not Fresh Pineapple Cocktail Day. What is Fresh Pineapple Cocktail Day?
Actually, I don't think there is any such thing.
I don't think so. But it is National Tropical Fruit Day on July 18th today. We're celebrating the delicious food holiday, National Tropical Fruit Day. This fruity National Day celebrates a variety of exotic tropical fruits from around the world and gives us the opportunity to taste some of the sweet facts, too. Yes, tropical fruits grow in regions where the weather is hot and humid. Like we call the Tropic of Cancer and Tropic of Capricorn, Asia, Africa, Central and South America. That's where tropical fruits grow.
Does this end at all? I mean, it's not really that interesting.
Okay, fine. Let's move on.
Shoot me now.
Okay. All right.
By the way, I just want to say thank you to Sherry out there in Horicon.
Yeah, she says good morning every morning.
Yeah. Is this from Sherry? I don't know where the mouse is.
I believe that's from her yesterday. Right at the end of the show, she sent that in.
Okay. It's way over here. Hang on.
All right.
Oh, no, that is from today. Never mind.
It is, yeah.
I can't. Here we go.
Well, she sent a little late yesterday, so today
Sherry
it worked out. We actually saw it this morning.
Horicon. Yeah. Thank you, Sherry. Okay, what is it? What else is it today? It's National Dole Whip Day.
Yes, what's that all about?
This looks like a commercial. It's the frozen dairy-free treat Dole Whip has been around since 1984. I've never actually heard of this.
No, I haven't either.
In fact, the original Dole Whip consisted of a float of whip in a glass of pineapple juice topped with maraschino cherry.
Sounds wonderful.
The frozen fruitiness was first introduced at Disneyland in 1986. It's been a favorite ever since. The Dole Whip Day is a perfect day to enjoy a creamy, soft-serve cup of Fruitopia. Fruitopia?
This is
totally made up.
What the hell?
Okay.
It keeps going into something completely different.
I know it. Get to Know Your Customers Day. Let's just move on from Dole Whip Day.
Let's
I don't know
that.
What it is. Yeah. I don't really care. Get to Know Your Customers Day reminds businesses to reach out to patrons and get to know them better. You know, the customer is always right.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
No, they're always sometimes pretty wrong.
Sometimes they're a mega. Then you got to tolerate them.
Okay. When businesses get to know their customers, they also get to know more about what they need to grow. Mm. Remember when Main Street businesses were locally owned and operated? I remember those days. The owners knew you by name. They knew your shopping habits. Additionally, they typically knew what you wanted to buy. Not surprisingly, they were willing to get it for you if they didn't have it. Those were the old days.
We're going to have to take a little break here.
Are we?
Yeah.
Well, we've got more on the National Day calendar. Plus,
sadly, we do.
Plus, we've got a history book to open up.
All right.
Today, July 18th, 2024. We're just getting started on the John and Gordy Show, 619. We're coming right back.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it. and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, dedicated to Sherry this morning, 92.7 yes. FM and 1580 AM, always sending us a little emoji that brightens our day and makes everything go so smoothly here on the show.
Yes. Good morning, Sherry from Horicon. Yeah. She always sends a different emoji, too. Very
and
nice.
She includes Sam.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Very good morning, good. John and Gordy.
Yeah.
Sherry. And Sam.
That was the first 45 that I ever bought.
Oh,
four,
really?
Four
really?
Seasons back Sherry.
When? Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking 1962.
It's a cool song.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe you could look that up, Sam. When did they debut?
That sounds right. Yeah. I'll
well,
double check.
Sounds
though.
Right. You know, you can just Google it. All right. Where were we? Oh, we're the National Day Calendar.
Sounds in stereo.
Okay.
All right. Let's see.
It's National Sour Candy Day.
Oh, great.
We can't
yes.
skip through this, John. No. We got to get to it. I know you wanted to move on, but here we go. National Sour Candy Day. Adults yeah. and children alike enjoy the lip-puckering, eye-watering flavors. Choose your favorite sour candy and celebrate. Mm-hmm. Well, in the candy world, John, sour candy is the young, energetic, and fun member of the candy family.
Oh, geez.
You know the candy family, right?
Oh, yeah.
They live down the block around the corner.
I know. The depressing one in the family is yeah. not somebody you want to talk to.
No, the sour candy.
But the fun one is definitely yeah. the one.
Okay.
Oh, God.
The sour candy awakens the taste buds and adds a punch of youthful energy. Every flavor combination out there is creating a dazzling taste sensation. Ah, yes. Surprisingly, sometimes a sweet candy delivers a walloping, tear-jerking zap in a bite-sized lozenge or sucker that lasts for several minutes. Okay.
What was,
I can't
the,
take
what
it
was
anymore.
The sour candy that was so popular?
Sour candy. Popular?
Which one? There's a lot
There's
of them.
A lot.
John, people, some people really love
one
sour
of the originals.
Candy.
Really?
One of the originals. Yeah.
Sour candy.
Hard candy. It was.
Sweet tarts?
Sweet tarts.
Yeah, see?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Do they still make those?
Well, yeah.
I would assume they do.
Oh, that was good.
Those
stuff.
Were great, weren't they?
Yeah, they sure were.
Yeah.
How about caviar? It's National Caviar Day.
What a leaf.
Want some sour candy and then have some caviar. Yes. That sounds like a taste sensation that can't be beat. National Caviar Day recognizes a seafood delicacy with roe on toast. Roe on toast. Okay. R-O-E. Do you know that? I don't know that. I haven't had a lot of caviar in my life. The day also raises awareness about the survival of the sturgeon.
Huh. Yes, yes.
In simple terms, caviar is sturgeon fish eggs. There are several species of sturgeon fish. As a result, the caviar produces a variety of colors depending on the species. Caviar is a full of protein, and vitamins make the delicacy a healthy meal.
Robin Leach did the old caviar dreams and sour
champagne,
candy.
Champagne.
Lozenges.
Yeah, something or other. Yeah, lifestyles of the rich and famous.
That's right, yes.
Robin Leach. Remember him? Sam's never heard of what we're talking
Can't
about.
Can't say that I have, no.
No, it was all they did on this TV show was go to rich people's houses and walk around.
And tour them.
That's all they did.
Yeah.
You know, talked about how much money the house was worth. And
well, I don't know whether it was a good thing or not. It just, I think it really gave people an idea of the excesses that people have in life.
The super rich people?
The super rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, just elaborately ridiculous homes.
Yeah, big time homes, big mansions. Yeah. It was really mostly old money that he was, I guess he had a few Hollywood stars in there, but a lot of it was European.
Yeah,
he traveled all over
European.
The world.
Well, he liked
traveling the globe.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's in reruns on any of the freebie TVs.
How old
there.
Of a show is it?
Oh, it was in the 70s, I think.
Oh, wow.
No, was it?
80s?
Or maybe it was.
80s,
John,
90s?
You're older than you think.
80s,
yeah, well,
or
time
90s.
Slips by.
All right.
I better not be older than I think.
Well, I'll tell you. It's time to check the history book, Sam.
Yeah.
Oh,
open the
boy.
Why don't you open up that big, dusty book of yours?
Oh, man. We got to clean that thing off.
All right.
Okay. Yikes. Got to change the air filter after that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Not a lot, because I forgot to do it until this morning, right before you came in.
Great. Well, thank you.
But some cool stuff anyway. Today in 1968, Intel is founded.
Intel.
Yeah, big claim to fame for inventing the microprocessor and then kind of dominating the industry after that. In 1971, they released the 4004, the world's first microprocessor.
Boy, if we'd only bought stock back then.
Yeah.
And all these things.
Well, that's true. I installed a Intel app yesterday.
Did you?
Oddly.
Yeah.
That pairs my my phone with my computer.
That's fascinating.
Not that anybody cares. But it's a coincidence, right? Intel?
It is. Okay. Anything else going on this day?
Yep. That's some more tech history. Today in 1992, the very first photograph was posted to the World Wide Web.
Okay.
So, oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So Tim Berners-Lee, he invented the internet as we know it today, kind of. Mm-hmm. He wrote the software for the World Wide Web while he was working at CERN. And there was a band of scientists working at CERN who were performing at a company event.
A rock band?
Yeah, a rock band of like employees who were also scientists. Okay. And they're named Les Horribles Cernettes. was the name of the band, and that was the picture uploaded to the internet, the very first.
And CERN is the collider.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Really? Okay.
The Large Hadron.
Collider keeps coming up in all our stories.
I know,
lately.
All of a sudden, right?
We had that one where the guy stuck his head in it accidentally. Yeah, those colliders. Getting in the news lately.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else going
today,
on in this
today state? In 1940, FDR was, he became the first person to be nominated for president for a third time.
Oh, yeah. Third term president.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All
Good
right.
Deal. Can't happen anymore.
And now we have J.D. Vance nominated as a vice president.
Yeah.
Really went downhill, didn't we?
Man, really.
39 years old. Just a kid.
He's just a hillbilly. Hey, he's just
a hillbilly.
Yeah.
Got a couple birthdays today. Nelson Mandela, born today in 1918.
Okay.
And John Glenn, born in 1921.
Godspeed, yep. John Glenn. 1921, yeah. First American to orbit the Earth.
Right.
First astronaut for the Americans to orbit the Earth three times and splash down.
Yeah.
Became a hero.
He was a very popular individual.
Then didn't he go
for
up
a long time?
He went on the moon, too, didn't he? Did he?
He was a celebrity.
Or was that Alan Shepard? I can't remember. All right. Well, that's it. That's it for the history books, huh?
It happened on this day as if you cared.
Yeah. Do you care?
We are trying to care.
Okay.
Add a little heart to all
I got
that.
Something to tell you here. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Okay? Now, if we could just get somebody to do a Robin Leach for us, then he could read that.
You want me to read it as Robin Leach? I'd need some music, though. No?
You have that accent ready
Robin
to go?
Robin Leach would say. The John and Gordy.
He no, does. I can't.
No, that's not too bad.
Sponsored by Verlo Mattress. I can't do it. No. I can't sustain it. Okay.
All right.
Well, it's been my problem for a long time.
We'll spitball that for a while.
Oh, boy. A little bit later on, Terry Bell is going to join us from Milwaukee, checking up on the RNC. J.D. Vance. What does the J.D. stand for? Has anybody asked that question yet? I want to know.
It's J. Dummy. I know what it is. You told me to just look stuff up before.
Why don't you just look stuff up?
Well, why don't you? You're the research guy here. I'm not. Come on. I'm busy over here.
You know, we looked it up last night. I never remember the James.
James
but I
D.
I don't know what the D was.
All right. We'll do a little digging.
And he has a different last name.
What?
He does.
Are you kidding me?
No, this is like a radio name for him.
629, 59 degrees, back with more of the John and Gordy Show. Moments. Just...
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A lot of political conversations happening in Milwaukee this week, but some Wisconsin farmers are in Washington, D.C., trying to move a farm bill forward. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Don Lutz is one of those. He's a Wisconsin soybean grower that's been in Washington, D.C. since Monday, trying to create conversations to get a farm bill in focus. Lutz says the biggest issue he's concerned about as a soybean grower himself, crop insurance, and increasing support price levels.
But in the farm bill, we're asking, of course, for the crop insurance continuation. We're looking to bring up that support level price. The support level price is so low right now that even when things kick in, if there's some type of a financial hardship on agriculture, it's not enough to kick in and make any difference. I think one of the people from Texas A&M, one of the professors there, said it made on average about $4,700 a farm. Well, that basically just that pays your diesel bill for maybe a month.
Don Lutz is one of the Wisconsin voices that's trying to be heard in Washington, D.C. this week, working on a farm bill. Markets and overnight activity on a Thursday morning. Back to the red ink cycle, I'm afraid. Numbers are next.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and, of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Get more value out of your farm's high tunnels. Join the Oats Workshop, Sustainable High Tunnel Management, on August 1st in Oak Creek. Learn from farmers and ag professionals about controlling temperature, managing soil fertility, and pests. Tour the high tunnels at Village Farmstead, a USDA organic produce farm, and see demonstrations of tools and techniques used to manage permanent raised beds. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today. Oats science-based organic training for agricultural advisors.
On Wednesday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained another 2.5 cents, up to 191 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese that dropped a half a cent to 186. Double A butter on Wednesday down 0.75 cents to 313 a bushel. As we roll into a Thursday session, right now December corn's down 3 at 409. November soybeans are down 7.5, 1033. September wheat's unchanged right now at 539 a bushel. August class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 8 at 1985. September right now up 2 at 2041 a hundredweight. There's your market snapshot on a Thursday morning. I'm Farm Director PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's going to be another really nice day today. Lots of sunshine, low humidity, and just a light breeze with a high of 76 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 56. Tomorrow, sunshine 78. By Saturday, partly cloudy, warmer and a little more humid with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. For more information, visit WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we wrap up the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Lincoln Project co-founder Reed Galen will be our guest. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Creamy Imitation Processed Artificial Cheese Snack Food. Remember, Ed's Creamy Imitation Processed Artificial Cheese Snack Food tastes so good, you'd swear it was real creamy processed artificial cheese snack food.
It's good stuff.
I thought it was real. Matt Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, and on our Civic Media app, you can get us as well and text us, call us. Let us know what you think.
I think I had some of that Ed's what did he say? Pre-processed? That's what
creamy
caused the cavity.
Artificial pre-processed cheese spread,
that's
I think.
And that, some of that was stuck in my teeth. And that's why I had the problem with the dentist.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So maybe you shouldn't eat it then.
I don't recommend it.
It was a painful process for you. I understand.
Yeah,
you know, and you've gone through a traumatic time.
I went.
We're here for you, man.
Thank you. We're here for you. I appreciate it. I was in that dental chair for a couple of hours.
Wow.
After hours.
Too. And it was very hot because you didn't have the air conditioning on in the office.
Yeah, that air conditioner was broken, so it was very. And it was really warm in there.
It was hot.
But hats off to Chris Kammer. Because he came through and really, really did the job. He's, you know, everybody knows the rock and roll dentist.
Oh yeah.
But I gave him a call, and again, it was after hours. He didn't have to do it, but I'm glad he did, because when you got an exposed nerve in your tooth,
did I ever tell you that
it gets worse and worse?
He's not really a dentist.
Is that? You didn't tell me that.
Oh,
no. You think he just makes it up? It just, he goes along.
It was
I don't
just
think
a joke.
So.
We just call him that.
He's great. You know, we got to have him back in as a guest.
Yeah,
because he's really a fun
guy.
He
writes his own songs, and the one he performed here was fantastic.
Yeah,
I want to ask Sam a question though, because we're a real Wisconsin here,
right?
You know, I'm a full born Wisconsin guy.
I've been here
all my life.
I'm a transplant.
I'm trapped.
Yeah, you've been here your whole life.
they won't let me out of the state. But I got to ask Sam, because he's worked with cheese before.
Yeah.
You worked at a cheese factory, right?
Yes,
I did.
Cheese factory, and you were pressing out the curds. Is that correct?
Not quite that bit in the process, no.
All right.
We took like massive 600-pound blocks of cheese, and we cut them down to the size you'd buy in a grocery
store. Oh, okay.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Question, maybe you don't know this then, but when do they add the pepper to these cheeses?
Probably like pepper jack or something you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, you take like Monterey Jack curds, and then you put pepper flakes in it, and then when you press it together into a block.
Okay.
Yeah.
So late in the
process. So late in the process after the curds are developed. Okay.
Why do you ask such a question?
Well, wondering how that got mixed in. That's all. Because I would have thought maybe the peppers would contaminate the mix somehow.
Oh. Make it so that the culture doesn't grow or
right,
something?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good...
So you've had that question for a long time and you couldn't wait until now to bring it up?
I just have so much time on my hands to ponder these big events.
Oh, I'm sure. There were a lot of things that got mixed into the cheese there.
Well, what?
There was like bacon. There was cranberries. There was
cranberries.
All sorts of different things.
Yeah.
Cranberry.
They mix everything in cheese.
Yeah.
One of the great things to mix in are black olives.
No kidding. You got to get a cheese, not that you're not a cheese expert.
I'm not a cheese expert.
But it would be great to have somebody in that really knows their stuff about cheeses. You talk cheese.
I eat a lot of cheese. It's just like basic plain sharp cheddar all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, you can't get that kind of cheddar anywhere in the country except right here.
That's true.
Yeah. Even though it says sharp cheddar on the package, it's not quite the same. It doesn't have the same flavor that Wisconsin cheese has.
There's a great cheese store up in Wisconsin Dells. It's been there since the 50s.
Oh, yes.
If you're coming into Lake Dalton, right next to the McDonald's there, Lake Dalton, it's right on the corner. And it's really great. They have hundreds of cheeses there. Hundreds.
And one of the great things about these cheese stores is that you go in there and they have the paraphernalia that you can use to chop, grate, whatever you want to do with the cheese.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they have
all kinds of different plates. All the little devices.
Yeah, the knives.
Yeah.
Forks.
Well, no. No, the slicers.
A cheese slicer.
The graters. They got a lot of graters. The
graters. Well, I guess, but you know, you want to slice it the right way. You want something that can slice the cheese easily, quickly. And there are different kinds of slicers because there are soft cheeses and hard cheeses.
You know, they have these machines you can make ice cream at home. Do they have machines where you could make cheese at home? Could you make cheese?
I don't think so.
Like, they have bread makers. Why don't they have cheese makers? It can't be that
hard.
You
can't age it. You got to have a board.
Oh, you got to age the cheese. Oh, okay. Okay. I guess that's a non-starter then.
But thanks for the idea.
I'm talking cheese this morning. You know, give us a call, 608-879-8255. What's your favorite cheese?
I'm trying to teach the kids how to slice the cheese.
Are you?
They're not big fans of cheese. That makes me really angry. you know, I'm trying to pass this legacy on to them, you know, our cheese making legacy.
What don't they like? Do they just not like how it tastes or something?
We may have overdone the amount of cheese that we put in our foods.
Oh, okay.
So they're, oh, you're going to put cheese in that too, you know?
Yeah, geez.
But we love cheese in all sorts of things, and they're tired of having cheese in everything.
Okay. Can we move on to something else? Seems like we kind of beat this horse to death. Let's go to something else. All right.
Well, I guess no one's, you know, really responding or texting us or giving us ideas about cheese. I get that. Hey, I know when I've overstepped my bounds here. I know
do you really?
I ended up talking about nothing.
I don't think you do. It's up for grabs on that one.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, I think maybe we should talk about not J.D. Vance.
Really? Because I want to know more about this guy. He's still a mystery to me, J.D. Vance. I mean, what does the J.D. stand for? Did we figure
that out?
Isn't
that crazy?
Yet?
You know, one seems to want to know what it stands for.
Well, I think it's James, we did a little research. James David Bowman.
Bowman. Yes, it's Bowman.
So really... he has a completely different name than he
was
born with.
His mom's maiden name is Bowman, and that's the name he was given.
His mom's maiden name is Vance, so he took her name.
He took her name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
because that. Well, where did
he's gone? He's gone by three names.
Where did the
Bowman
come from?
That was his given name when he was born.
And from who?
From his father.
His father.
Okay.
And then when his mom and dad split up, he took the last name
her
of his
name.
Stepdad.
Okay.
And then, I guess, after moving out, then he took his mom's maiden name.
And did he go with the J.D. just to write that book? The
Hillbilly Elegy? I think that was his nickname growing up, actually.
Okay.
That's J.D.
James David.
J.D.
They don't call people's names down there. They just, you know.
A lot of Southerners do that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's always initials.
Yeah. J.D., get in here.
Yeah. Have you watched Hillbilly Elegy?
No. Elegy.
Elegy. Elegy, rather. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, no.
It's a good show?
Oh, yeah.
Did you like it?
No.
Where can you find it? On the internet somewhere?
It's really well made.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's on Netflix, and you can watch it there. It's in the top 10 most watched movies on Netflix.
No kidding.
Yeah. Because they made it. They made the movie. Ron Howard directed it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it has some fantastic stars in it as well.
Yeah? Like who?
But it's well done, but it's a depressing movie. Mm-hmm. And I guess you have to be a real American and have a dysfunctional family.
Mm.
That's what makes you a real American.
Okay.
You've got to be a red state Southerner, real American with a dysfunctional family that beats you up.
Mm.
Wow. A depressing movie.
Well, I'll put that on my list of movies to
not watch. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
God.
Okay.
And this guy's bragging about it. You know, his great lifestyle. You know, I recognize all of this. I understand what people are going through.
Well, you know, and then he joined was he a Marine?
Yes.
I think he was a Marine, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, and then from there, where did he go? Well, I didn't watch his story last night. I should have tuned in for that.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either.
Yeah.
But I watched the movie where he was a kid.
Yeah. But he wasn't originally a Trump fan. In fact, he was a non-Trumper, right? An anti-Trump
guy. Oh, yeah. Definitely an anti-Trumper.
Somehow Trump turned him around the last few years.
Isn't it funny how that happens?
Ambitious.
Yeah, ambitious. Yeah.
I think we were talking about his name changes a little too much because Catherine got confused. This is J.D. Vance we're talking about, Trump's vice president pick.
Okay.
We got lost.
She texted in. She was confused. Yeah.
So his real name is James David Bowman. Or that's where he started.
That's where it all started.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, I'm glad we got deep into the weeds on all that. I feel a lot better now.
About well, weren't you curious about the JD part?
I was.
Everybody was. Nobody explained it to me. No one ever called him by his real name.
Yeah, I'm glad we got that out there.
We've got some texts about cheese also, by the way, now.
Okay.
Robert says, Swiss all the way, baby. And the fun thing is, I'm the only one in my family that likes it, so it's all mine.
Yes, that's true. That is so true.
And then some ML Craze says, my dad was a cheesemaker, and he smoked Camel Straights while he made cheese. You think that would be a good addition, John?
Camel Straights. Catherine got back to
us. You get a little taste of the smoke in there.
Yeah.
You got another text on Catherine.
Oh, the name of the movie. I'm sorry. Hillbilly Elegy.
Oh, so that's the movie name, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now. We can wrap that up and move along.
Put it
no,
in
we can't.
No, it's, really? There's more?
Well,
what's his wife's name? She has an unusual name, too. Okay.
You know what? When you ask that question, you should have an answer.
I should. I guess I should have. I think it's Russia, maybe?
Well, okay. Why don't you take a guess?
Sam is... Okay, you guess.
I know.
I think it's... Okay. Sam's got it here. What is it?
I'm reading through his Wikipedia page. Assuming he hasn't gotten remarried, he is married to, this is hard to pronounce, Usha.
That's it. Usha.
Chilakuri.
Okay. Usha. She introduced him last night on the big stage. The RNC.
Yeah.
Usha. Okay. Just like, you know, I like to get these details straight before the election happens.
Well, now
so
you
I know who we're talking
now
about.
Now you can go to Netflix and watch... the J.D. Vance movie.
Okay.
And get to know more about his childhood and the dysfunctional family that he came from.
Well, I'm going to check the book out in the library and see what that's
I
all
think
about.
I'm traumatized for life after watching just part of that movie.
But, really? Was that depressing?
By about 9:30, I had to go to bed, and I was really happy to leave the movie halfway through.
And you couldn't sleep the rest of the night, could
well,
you?
No. Yeah, his life is so disturbing.
Okay. Well, a little bit later on, we're going to find out more about the RNC. We're going to talk to Terry Bell after the top of the hour and then find out what's happening. You can always check out our website. We've had a lot of stuff going on there, a lot of interesting interviews, some photographs, some video behind the scenes at the RNC at civicmedia.us/RNC. Okay?
Didn't they have a camera trained on Trump to just make sure that he's awake and not sleeping?
It seems because like he dozed off a couple of times.
There's a lot of clips online on X showing him falling asleep.
Closing his eyes for a few seconds.
He passes out. Yeah.
He wakes
up. And then wakes up.
Yeah. I know the feeling. Yeah. I'm watching the same thing at home. I'm like, I feel you, Don.
I thought you were talking about being here in the studio with us.
Well, that happens too. A lot.
But you know, he can't stay awake for his own thing. And you and I were talking about it off the air. Right. He looks a little gaunt. I mean, he looks absolutely strained.
You know, that's television lighting, I think, too. I mean, because we're seeing what he really looks like. But, you know, when he's at these events and on stage and stuff, television lighting takes over and it makes you look better. But sitting off to the side of the stage where you don't have all the lighting there, it's just
you know
like
what's really strange
lighting.
About the convention is the people wearing tampons on their ears.
Well, no, aren't they? Some of the people out in the audience just sympathizing with him, or just you know showing that they're with him. You know, wearing a big bandage.
And everybody,
on their ears.
You know, everybody I was talking with a group of people, and they were looking at the Band-Aid that's on his ear, and it looked like it's just stuck there. It doesn't look like a Band-Aid that's doing any good on your ear.
You think it's just for show?
Yeah, I think they're selling those. I think it's another grift where they're selling the pads that you just stick to your ear and you walk around with it.
Somebody's making some money on that.
And it looks great. Oh, it looks fantastic. You know, please keep doing it.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Great replacement for the red hat.
You think so? Well, it's just another one of the accessories that I'm sure is on sale there at the RNC.
And now, of course, you know, God saved Trump from getting shot. Okay. And so there must be another purpose that God has in mind for Trump.
All right. We'll have more on that coming up. It's 6:49, 59 degrees and sunshine on the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
Yeah. You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lovell Show.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists, with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue, from Tex Tubs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest, but don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I'd hear about John Peterson on 92 FM, babe. He works with a guy named Gordy Yarn.
That guy.
They spin them the way you want to hear them. Could it be that 92 FM was made for you and me?
Could be.
Every morning.
Yeah, every morning.
They get you rolling. Playing songs.
Swing,
help
babe.
You make it through your day. Oh, this station is right on, babe. Now that 92 FM keeps rocking this way.
All right. Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX. The John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East Side or West Side or online at verlo.com. All right.
And that song was done by Russ Laniello.
Yeah.
And
we're trying to find you, Russ, if you're not
well, no,
there.
I have him.
Did you find
him? Yeah, I'm in contact with him.
No kidding.
And I haven't checked whether he sent us a new version of that song or not. It seemed like he was going to do it. I never even asked him to do it.
Really? Wow, that would be great.
And I sent him that old song so he could hear it, and he might have gotten back to me. It's just on another one of those emails I have, and I haven't really checked in lately. And okay. I'll have to do that.
Well, we got
to
work on that.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Now, you were mentioning this weird news cycle that we've been on. A number of different topics that just kind of drive us crazy.
I can't remember a time like this. I mean, even 1968, which was a tumultuous year.
Yes.
Just seemed like it goes way back to that, where we have this news cycle where it started with the debate, what, 3 weeks ago now?
Right.
And then and then
Biden meltdown.
And then all the Democrats running around with their hair on fire. And then the Trump attempt shooting. And then and now Biden has COVID. And it's just one thing after another. I can't remember a news cycle quite like this over the last, leading up to an election. Of all things,
and
presidential election.
And Biden supporter after Biden supporter asking him to step down.
Yeah. It seems like all the leadership now is starting to speak out a little bit more about that.
I can't tell you.
So I don't know
what the process was. I read a story about Biden saying that he would step down if he had some kind of health problem.
Right.
I don't know if that ties in with the announcement that he had COVID or not. I did see that story, and then I saw later the story that he had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know whether the stories are related or, if I had something very serious, I would definitely step down.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, it might be a way out.
It may be.
A lot of people are giving him advice now.
Yeah.
Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries.
Right. You mentioned, we got a text here. You mentioned earlier people wearing tampons on their ears in solidarity with Trump. Mark says, so since they're wearing dressings on their ears, are they wearing diapers in solidarity with Don Corleone as well?
There you go.
Okay.
I wouldn't doubt it. Well, they did outside, during the rallies.
Right.
People were outside with diapers on.
Oh, come on.
I guess if you're standing in the same spot for like 7 hours or something and you can't move because you're at a high security rally, Lord. Maybe.
What next?
Yeah.
What next? Well,
and they had T-shirts, men wear diapers, or some ridiculous slogan on it. God,
it's okay.
These people.
We've just gone into crazy town, and we can't find a way out. It's just one thing after another.
Well, if he becomes president.
I know.
Crazy town is here to stay.
I don't know if I can take it anymore.
And, you know, we were talking about Agenda 47.
Yes.
That would be if Trump became president number 47.
Right.
And he had narrated all of these points that he was going to commit to if he became president, and they're very similar, almost identical, to Project 2025, which he says he doesn't know anything about. And apparently he does know all about that Agenda 2025. He knows everything about it.
Have they gotten into, you know, I haven't watched all of the coverage. Are they talking about Project 2025?
Yes.
Okay.
Could you get up cut 83?
Okay.
This is Kevin Roberts. He's one of the people that have been writing that, and he's also part of this attempt to get Trump to be president.
Okay.
And he was asked about this, whether Trump really knows anything about Project 2025, and this is his response.
So when you see President Trump say this, and what you envision as being behind it tactically?
Well, I think it's the sign of a great leader who understands he's in a terrific political news cycle. He's run a really good campaign from start up to this point. And the left's mischaracterization of Project 2025 had become a liability. I think we've seen that really turn around in the last few days since that statement. So no hard feelings from any of us at Project 2025 about the statement, because we understand Trump is the standard bearer and he's making a political tactical decision there.
There it is. So it's an intentional thing, because it has become a liability now, because we have focused on Project 2025. Almost every one of the announcers here at the station, every one of the newscasters out there is checking out Project 2025, explaining it and featuring it on the newscast constantly. So it's become a liability for Trump at this point. And so he is trying to distance himself. And that is Kevin Roberts, who is writing up Project 2025, saying, yeah, he knows about it, but it's a liability, so he's going to deny it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, here's the thing.
He's going to deny it.
You don't admit that your intention is to deny it because you want to distance yourself from something you know about. I mean,
okay.
It reveals a little bit behind that curtain, doesn't it?
We're looking behind the curtain again.
So they're admitting that they're denying things because they want to distance it. Folks.
Okay.
I'm talking to the megas now.
Okay.
They're telling you that they're lying because they know it's a liability and they don't want it to affect the presidency. Okay. Do you understand this?
Yeah. Well, exactly. Do you understand this?
Please. I mean,
it's a lot of shifting sand under their feet, right?
They constantly tell everybody what they're doing, point blank.
It's just out
there. It's not just speculation from the left.
No.
They're telling us.
By the way, now, this is not related, but apparently NBC 15 in Madison reporting this morning that a F-35 escorted a plane from restricted airspace from Milwaukee. And this caller is calling, it's Tracy from Johnson Creek. So that's just, again, you know, another odd thing happening here in the news cycle. If they call in an F-35 escort to get the plane out, that's, restricted airspace over there now. Right. So, all right, well, we'll follow up and see if there's anything to that story. Whew.
Wow.
Just so much news.
After the next.
So much news to catch
We've
up to.
We've got great coverage, by the way.
Yep, we're going
to
talk
to the RNC.
Yep, Terry Bell. We're going to talk to him in just a few minutes and get the latest from the RNC. Coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Crude and Dom.
Join the Devil's Advocates Thursday. Very special RNC coverage. Former Governor Scott McCallum at 4:20. Our friend in labor, Rick Smith, at 4:30. Join us.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee, because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important never long enough.
cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.